following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
All of that information can be found on VeraSpeaks.com.
Separate way.
Why, with time so short, I'll say so long and go.
Go so soon,
too soon. Goodbye. Well, this is going to be a two-parter. That was not my intent, my sweet and most wonderful lovey, so I'll have to fill you in on the rest of the details, the rest of the day. Which included walking around the studio when I had an hour break and walking the path that I used to walk when I worked there. And I have stuff to tell you about that. And seeing the building where I met Gooch. Because of that, it was really, you know, the experience had a lot of magic to it. Because, first of all, it's a soundstage, which I dearly love. And it's a studio lot that I dearly love. And it was Gooch's in my beginning, which matters to me more than anything else combined. So it was a magical experience. There was a lot of pain in the ass, and there was a lot of, you know, I should be doing that, not you, because you suck, and I would be better at that than you. However, I want to play for you a song about magic. It's one of my favorite Barry Manilow, yes, Barry Manilow songs ever. And it's called Could It Be Magic? From the complete collection, My Sweet and Most Wonderful Lovey's Comeback on Monday to hear the rest of the story. I love you, lovey's. Here's Barry. Bye.
Oh, I'm so excited. I may not even go away for the weekend just to hear the rest of the story.
Shut up.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You suck, and I would be better at that than you.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 793 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th of February, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. We are going out with the old and in with the new. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your VD is going well, y'all. It is the day of love. And, y'all, I hope you love yourself, because that's the most important person. And I hope you love Big Fatty. Because that's the second most important. Bye, Hattie, how about Poodle McNoodle? Wait, okay, well, we'll share that one, Poodle. Yes! It is indeed. Y'all, and I want you to do something today. Instead of saying Happy Valentine's Day to people, just say Happy VD. And just, oh, what? But don't say VD Day, because, y'all, that's like saying the ATM machine. No, Big Fatty. So it's just wish everybody a happy VD, and y'all, you'll get some kerfuffles and chuckles and all. But y'all, a lot of people are poopy on VD, and y'all, we don't need to be poopy. Today is out with the old and in with the new, and y'all, several things made me think of this. Of course, I am recording this prior to the arrival at the Fat Cave of that Big Ricky, from the, Foul Monkeys, and, y'all, the Ginger Bear should be here, and y'all, he is a perfect example of out with the old and in with the new. Y'all, he is starting a new life. He hopped in his moving truck, and he hollered out the window, I've got a U-Haul, y'all, And off he went. And y'all, they lowered the flags to half mast at the Taco Bell and at the CC's Pizza, according to that Julian Maupel, the J.C. Maupel, the albino, the everyone's favorite rapist. And y'all, Big Ricky is on his way up here to the Fat Cave. He'll be here for 2 nights. He'll be here Sunday night and Monday night. Y'all, we'll probably record a little show for you, too, maybe. And we'll see how that goes. But, y'all, I wanted to get this one in before he got here, because he's already said he's going to need a big old Ricky Burton nap. So, anyway. But, y'all, that's a perfect example of out with the old and in with the new. Sometimes, y'all, you just got to grab your balls and just say, you know what, it's time. And it's just like tonight, Big Fatty is doing his last announcing duties. And, y'all, it's one of those things where it's just, it's time to move on. It's out with the old and in with the new. After 27 years of announcing duties, y'all, I am in with the new. And, y'all, another thing that came to my mind while I was thinking about this was, y'all, tonight and, Tuesday night and Wednesday night, y'all, that Jeopardy, with that Alex Trebek, y'all, they're going to have that Ken Jennings and Rita Rutner, I think, on there to play some computer. They're playing a computer named Watson, y'all, and y'all, it should be quite interesting. And y'all, it's not like the good old days of Jeopardy that sounded a lot like this.
Jeopardy presents today's three contestants. This is Miss Kim Elam from New York City. This is Mr. Kent Jarrell from Vienna, Virginia. And this is our champion, Mrs. Karen Striesman from Freeville, New York. These three people will compete today on Jeopardy. And now, here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Good morning. Thank you, players. Thank you, Don Pardo. Thank you, my friends. Good morning. I hope it's a good one for you. Thank you. The contestants for the day, good morning, players. Look at the board now as we all play Jeopardy. Thank you. All right, my friends, viewers, and players, the day's new category is Play It By Ear. Then it's followed by Sports. Four-letter words, animals, travel and tourism, and showbiz. Contestants, you know the rules. When you hear this sound...
Oh, dear Gussie. The round is over, dear Gussie. y'all, how many of y'all remember Art Fleming hosting? And most people don't even know there was another host of Jeopardy other than that Alex Trebek. Y'all, did you know he's Mexican? He is Mexican, y'all, but Art Fleming used to host it, and y'all, that used to be a quiz program, and it came on during, and this is not memory lane music or anything, well, it kind of is, but it came on in the morning, y'all, it didn't come on in the evenings, in the p.m. in the evenings, and y'all, the categories, the first in regular Jeopardy, the first answer was worth $10, all the way down to $50, and y'all, then they would double it, and you could win $100 on a single question in double Jeopardy. Yes, Big Fatty! Another thing that came to my mind when I was thinking about the old and the new, y'all, back in the olden days, Dinah Shore, who was a big old, and I'm sure that Miss Kim Beaver will attest to this, but Dinah Shore was a big old lesbian. And, y'all, she enjoyed, and I know there are some big, anyway, having Cheerios. But y'all, by the way, do you know what lesbians put out, for potpourri? They just open a can of tuna. Ah, big, honey, that's vulgar. Anyway, anyway, Dinah Shore used to sing for the Chevrolet company. And y'all, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but if you hadn't seen it, you need to goggle it, because it's just wonderful, but I'm going to play the audio for you here. But she used to sing about Chevrolet, but y'all, they have done a remake. Out with the old, out with Dinosaur, and in with the new.
In case you missed it, Sue told the Glee Club that Chevrolet wants him in a big commercial.
We're getting cars?
I can't feel my face.
But she didn't tell them that it would disqualify them from ever competing again. And that's what you missed on Glee.
In your Chevrolet, America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet in the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road, along a levee, performance is sweeter,
nothing can beat her.
Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
In your Chevrolet.
Traveling east,
yeah.
Traveling west.
Rockies
way and west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, with fields of gold and wheat passed in review. Weather traveling lighter with the load that's heavy. Performance is sweeter.
Oh, nothing can beat her.
Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA.
Appearing in a commercial revoke our amateur status and make us ineligible for Glee Club competition?
A pox on all of you!
Thanks a lot, Raquel.
How is this my fault?
I was gonna donate my Chevy Cruze to charity. Charity's my cat. She totaled her SUV last weekend.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that can only mean that Big Fatty had a gentleman caller over the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And y'all, it was kind of like out with the new and in with the old, because y'all, it was my old, most regular gentleman caller. Decided to stop by on Saturday afternoon in the p.m., and y'all, we just had a lovely, lovely time, so hopefully he'll be coming around a little bit more often. Except while Big Ricky's here. Y'all, we don't need... No, Big Freddy, we do not need the gentleman caller stopping by. And y'all, you know damn good and well, every one of them is going to want a little VD sex. Yes, Big Freddy, vulgar, there goes the Cheerios. But anyway, y'all, speaking of things that'll make you throw up, go over there to that Kim... Beaver's Lodge, y'all, because y'all, they have some videos over there, some videos over there, and some of them are very disturbing. That's all I've got to say. Y'all, speaking of the gentleman caller, you know, I'm doing the Nielsen diaries, and y'all, if any of y'all happen to know the answer to this question, if you just please send Big Fatty a voice letter or an e-letter and just let me know. But y'all, am I in my diary, when my gentleman caller was here, we had on the gay porn, and I don't know if I should write that into the diary or not, and do I need the name of the title of the gay porn to include in there? And y'all, I guess I'd have to write in there that there was a visitor also. Yes, Big Friday, you have to put in there was a visitor. Now y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she was playing Barry Manilow's Could It Be Magic? And y'all, it sounded very depressing. But y'all, Big Fatty loves Could It Be Magic? And y'all, this version, Barry Manilow even liked more.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
Yes! Gussie. Y'all, those are the lads from Take That. That is Gary and Ruby and Howard and Jason and Little Mark. And I know that Stephen the Uck and Naught and the Red FF Pup are all going, Big Freddy, you are an old, dirty old man. And y'all, I love the lads from Take That. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, you can go watch their little video over on the YouTubes. And y'all, they're just as cute as a button. Cute as a button, y'all. I will be back tomorrow. And you know, tomorrow, it is half price VD candy day. Oh, what do you have to say about that, you old thing?
You suck, and I would be better at that than you.
Oh, go make a heart-shaped meatloaf and stick it in your...
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.